I prioritize my mental health since becoming a mom by exercising and trying my best to eat well. Because when my body's happy, my brain's happy. I've noticed that. My husband does transcendental meditation, and I join him sometimes. Yeah, I try to just take care of myself. I try to get massages whenever I can, and I ask for time off. You have to learn how to say no. I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm working on it.
Is there anything you've learned yourself about mental health after years of navigating the music industry?
I mean, regardless of the music industry, like, as an adult, I guess I'm an adult. I'm 28 now. I still feel like I'm 16. Mm-hmm. I've learned that it's very common. What I felt like when I was having my panic attacks were that I was the only one and that I needed to be in a psych ward and that I was going crazy. But when I heard other people talk about it, I was like, oh, that's exactly what I'm feeling. So I've made it my mission to talk about all my experiences in case it helps others out there explain to their family, here's what I'm going through. So I think the more you talk about it, the more comfortable you'll be and the more you'll feel normal, you know? Mm-hmm. And I learned that asking for help is the best thing you can do. And to not be afraid to ask for help. I know it's spooky and scary, but I'm a big help person. I'm a big asking for help person. And it saved me. And it took me like a month to figure it out, a couple months. But I got help, and I've never had a panic attack since. I've had anxiety, but not like an attack in a long time.
When you need a good mood boost, what's the song you reach for and why?
Besides Made You Look, my song, I would say anything written by the legendary T-Pain.
Confidence booster built in.
Yeah, literally any photo shoot I've ever done in my whole life, they know T-Pain.
Play it in the back.
Play T-Pain, and yeah. That's just what gets me going.
Love it.